In a world where conformity is the ultimate sin, where chaos reigns and sanity takes a back seat. Behold, a podcast that has, well, an identity crisis, because it's very, very queer. It's giving impromptu therapy sessions.
There's a sense of control and the moment I cut, I feel so relaxed and like a release happens. Like everything just goes away for a moment and all I can feel is that release. The pain is instant, but it's just quick. And then after that, it's just such a release.
It's giving unsolicited sex advice from your favorite auntie.
Sinabi na, subo mo. Sin laki ng baso.
Para kasi siya sa turna.
Oo, para kasi siya sa turna. Yun lang, hindi lang natunaw yung bato.
I guess sa grinder, kung ano yung hanap mo, anong hanap ni Suki, ma'am sir, di ba?
Parang divisoria.
Parang tinga.
It's giving Friday night drunken kiki with your besties.
First date, wouldn't you put your best foot forward?
Yun nga eh. First date niyo, tapos hindi ka mo lang nagkoko. Eh, yung simple linis ng koko, di ba?
Tama na, hindi ka naligo.
Parang di ba, so hindi mo ako
hindi,
pinaghandaan.
Hindi, kung halimbawa galing naman siya sa trabaho.
Oh, alam niya may date kami, hindi niya ako pinaghandaan. So ano to, galing siya sa Malabanan, naglinis siya ng Inborn Night.
The Balut Kiki Project.
Warning, side effects to listening to this show include an uncontrollable urge to redecorate with glitter and an overdose of queer fabulousness.